This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Winter looms and American cities are ramping up efforts to help the homeless, largely by funding emergency shelters. In New York, where the homeless population is nearly 60,000, Mayor Bill de Blasio recently allocated $12.3 million to keep people out of shelters by helping them fight eviction. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noelle King has more.
Walter Simpson calls his framed family pictures his wall of fame.
That's my niece Jasmine, and that's my mom and her sister who passed away, Aunt Suge.
He's lived in this two-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn since 1988, when he was a teenager.
When we first moved over here, you had, like, the drug dealers. There was a lot more crime. And when you went on the trains, for instance, you were worried about getting your chain snatched.
The neighborhood was affordable. Simpson's rent is just under $1,200. He's a customer service rep for Verizon, and that's doable. But then Brooklyn changed.
Bodegas that have the right across the street have been there for years. Now they have outdoor fruit stands.
Last year, his building was bought. The new landlord, Walter says, wants around $2,200 a month. Renaissance Realty, the company that owns the building, had no comment. Walter says that his previous lease offered him legal protection because of the way it was drawn up. But he lost in court. Nonprofit lawyers are appealing. But if he loses again?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I'm going to have to, you know, try to find a place that I can afford.
Multiply Walter's situation by hundreds of thousands of individuals and families in New York City.
That's Ron Rasmussen, the executive director of Legal Services NYC. It's a nonprofit that, among other things, provides lawyers to low-income people facing eviction. Around a third of New York City families in homeless shelters are there because they've been evicted. Legal Services NYC will get some of the $12.3 million the mayor has set aside for eviction prevention.
It's enormously helpful to the tenants whose evictions we're going to prevent. We think it's a fantastic thing.
Part of what makes lawyers so crucial is that New York housing law is complicated. As many protections as there are for renters, there are ways of trying to get around them. Veronica Cook at South Brooklyn Legal Services is one of Walter Simpson's lawyers.
The tenants, I think, feel very intimidated when they go into housing court. They feel like the system is stacked against them. It's a zoo.
At the moment, Walter Simpson at least has lawyers working on his appeal. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
Noel talks about the history of New York's homeless shelters this week on Actuality, our new podcast with courts. Find it at marketplace.org/podcasts.